I knew a philosophy professor whose entire career was dedicated to two pursuits. First, tearing down attempts to prove that we could know anything about the external world. Second, tearing down attempts to prove that there is any sense at all in which human beings are free. What do these two pursuits, or anti-pursuits rather, have in common? The answer is simple. If one does not know, one cannot do. This professor was an arch bureaucrat. He was also clinically autistic. I immediately saw that, and I saw that beneath his slack, autistic face, which he tried to pass off as his being laid back, was someone who seethed with resentment at people who, unlike him, were not broken. Anyway, being an arch bureaucrat, this person could neither think nor do. All he could do was misuse his position to discharge his ill will. So this person's entire career was a rationalization of his being a bureaucrat. See no evil, speak no evil, do no evil. The three monkeys. The three bureaucrat monkeys. This is what his life, for lack of a better word, was about. Anyway, skepticism is a silly doctrine, since it amounts to the denial of the truism that explanations that posit causes are better than otherwise comparable explanations that don't. But the position that there is no such thing as personal freedom is not as easily dismissed. There seem to be two points in favor of it. First, to the extent that the universe is deterministic, we are puppets dancing at the end of the strings of natural law and therefore aren't free, and to the extent that the universe is indeterministic, we cannot control it and therefore aren't free. Second, setting aside the purely physical, purely neural and biological determinants of our thoughts and actions, the latter also have unconscious determinants. This particular philosophy professor was entirely unaware of the relevance of the unconscious to questions of freedom of the will, so his attack on the legitimacy of the concept of personal freedom was based on the first consideration, that, to the extent that the universe is deterministic, we are pulled by the strings of physical law and therefore aren't free, and to the extent that the universe is non-deterministic, we have no control over it and therefore aren't free. But this idea is based on a confusion. If I grab your arm and move it against your will in a certain way, your arm movements are not free. If you move it of your own accord, they are free. In the first case, the forces that resulted in your arm movements were not constitutive of you, that being why those movements were not free. In the second case, those forces were thus constitutive, that being why those movements were free. In general, X freely does such and such means X is doing such and such embodied the operation of X constitutive forces. So, Stalin freely killed Trotsky means Stalin's killing Trotsky embodied the operation of Stalin constitutive forces. But, it will be objected, if Stalin's killing Trotsky was simply the inevitable result of forces that pre-existed Stalin and that existed independently of Stalin, then how could Stalin's killing Trotsky be free? After all, in that case, Stalin was made to do so by those forces. Granted, Stalin's killing Trotsky was obviously the inevitable fallout of forces that pre-existed his killing Trotsky, and that indeed pre-existed, and therefore existed independently of, himself. But those forces did not make him do anything. Those forces made him. They created a being, Stalin, that consisted of various forces being deployed or being disposed to be deployed in various ways. But before Stalin existed, there was no him to force to do anything. And once he was in existence, he was free to the extent that the forces constitutive of him were acting in ways that were consistent with their being thus constitutive. So granting that there is more substance to the idea that we lack freedom than there is to the idea that we can know nothing about the external world, neither idea has much substance. And the appeal of both ideas, especially of the latter, and especially of the two taken in conjunction, is that they give bureaucrats an excuse to be bureaucrats, to be people who do not know anything and are therefore under no obligation to do anything.